Last year's Women's March seemed to ignite something of a movement. This year it takes the form of a Power to the Polls rally. It took Robin Pilas of Pukalani 6 months to recover from the last Women's March, but she's back mentoring a new crew.
Because of last year's huge event of 5,000 people, they did require us to get a permit, which got pushed through yesterday in the nick of time.
Saturday, they'll gather at 8 at UH Maui. Pilas says a lot's happened. After last year's march, the national organization put out 10 recommended actions to keep things going. One Maui group started sending get-out-the-vote postcards every few weeks for a group called Sister District, which pinpoints flippable races across the nation.
If you get a postcard from Hawaii, where does it go? It goes on your refrigerator. And they were very active in the Alabama race, where Doug Jones beat Roy Moore. It's just amazing.
Aloha starts with our connection with the Aina.
Terry Weros, owner of Kalele Bookstore in Kona Kakai, says due to the large response, they've moved Molokai's event to the public library at Saturday, 10 a.m.
Especially Molokai style. We're marching for our Mother Earth. We're marching for our women and for our children and their children. We march with aloha.
Change needs to happen. What's going on right now is not acceptable.
Ralph Poyer of Puna, Hawaii Island, says support's been strong for the Stand Up for Your Rights march he's helping organize. That's Saturday, 11 a.m. at Liliuokalani Gardens in Hilo.
It worked in the 60s. Major change was made when people spoke up. Last year's Women's March showed that change can be made when people speak up.
Poyer cites changes in health care, immigration, social services, environmental regulations, and other areas as ongoing concerns. What to do is the main thrust of the Imua Doing My Part Civic Engagement Expo, according to organizer Jennifer Kagiwada.
2017 was a tough year. We marched, we resisted, we persisted. But in 2018, we really want to move forward.
The Imua Doing My Part Expo starts at noon in Mo'oheau Bandstand in Hilo. Refreshments and entertainment and community action groups will be there. A hashtag MeToo project, the League of Women Voters, art events, and female candidates in the running will be there too.
So that people can really find ways of turning their issues, their values, their passions into concrete actions.
The National Women's March is a Power to the Polls rally this year, set for Sunday, January 21st, 10 a.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada. The site of the worst mass shooting in America could also influence the balance of power in the U.S. Senate this year.
One of the really big messages this year is get out to vote. That's where the rubber really meets the road.
A people's rally is set for Oahu, 10 a.m., Saturday at the Hawaii State Capitol. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.